Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we're blessed still with food. Me, I'm running out of blessings. I'm running back. Me, I'm dead. Imagine, cause I'm half a cup of a roll. I'm too
blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Yo,
let me preach. Hey, listen, me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Johnny Pan food in a dustpan.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me tonight for another study in the Word of God. We have been studying the topic, Your Life Has Purpose. Your Life Has Purpose. And I want you to know that as we have been studying, it has just really been a pleasure doing this topic with you. And tonight we're going to be looking at understanding that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. I bless you once again for this opportunity to study, Lord, with your people. I pray, oh God, that you would speak to our hearts. I pray that you would transform us, oh God. Father, you are just awesome. You are wonderful, and we just love you once again for this time together that we're able to fellowship. And I pray, oh God, that you would touch each and every one that will listen to this message. Lord, that you will open up their understanding. Lord God, that you would bless them in every aspect of their life. And Father, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to look at a few scriptures tonight, but let us start with Proverbs chapter 22. It says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. It appears that many people have a reputation, and that reputation oftentimes precedes them. Before they get it, during school, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, if they were misbehaved, that reputation would precede them into the next classroom. Those teachers would get together, and they would discuss the students, and they would discuss about little Johnny and how little Johnny was coming to their class, and they would warn them about little Johnny or little Sally, whoever that person may be, whatever, you know, your name is. They would warn them about you coming to that classroom. And so as you got older and you went through life, if you perhaps did not behave as a teenager or as a young adult or maybe in your 20s and your 30s, people knew about you. They knew your reputation long before you got to them. Now, in the same token, when a person is well known for his word, or her word, that she keeps her word, and that if she tells you she's going to do something, she definitely is going to do it. If that is your reputation, then people know that when you say you're going to do something, boom, it's done. They know that without a doubt they can just go to sleep because you're going to do it. I want you to know that the Bible states that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name. In other words, we must strive. I know that we cannot work our way into heaven. We cannot do anything that is going to make God say, oh, I'm just going to put you into heaven. Because God looks at our hearts and he looks at our righteousness, not you know, just our works. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we would strive to live a life that is so pleasing to God, a life that is so respectful and honest, that people can see how we live and they can speak a good word about us. The Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. You know, when a person leaves this world, as we just found out, you know, Whitney Houston died over, you know, yesterday. We know that when people leave this world, doesn't matter how rich they were, the money stays here, and they're the ones who go into the grave. So we understand that when we leave this world, the only thing that we really leave behind is our name. In other words, if we did great things, people will remember our name. And they might even remember what we're known for. But other than that, the riches that we accumulate in this life will not go with us. Now, of course, those of you who know your history, you understand that the Egyptians believed that they were going to need all those things in the afterlife. And so what they did was bury all of their riches with them in the tombs. And they also felt like they needed their help. And so many times their slaves would also be entombed with them. And so we understand that many folks put a lot into their riches. They put a lot of emphasis on their riches. But the Bible does not put emphasis on riches. It's okay if we accumulate it as long as we don't worship it. But what the Bible says is better than riches is a good name. You see, because when the preacher starts to speak over your body on that final day, the preacher needs to be able to be honest and speak the good things that you did on this earth. It's a shame when a pastor has to get up and doesn't know what to say. But isn't it glorious when that pastor can get up and preach that sermon on that last day over your body and be able to say without blinking his eyes or her eyes that this person was a good man or good woman and that their reputation preceded them wherever they went, they had a good reputation. Look at verse 2. The Bible says, the rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The rich and the poor, all of us meet together on a level ground. Because in front of the cross, someone once said, it is level at the cross. And so whether a person is rich or poor, they must all stand before God. Look at verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. We know that your life does have purpose. The Bible says that you must be wise In other words, a wise person pays attention to what's going on around him or her. A wise person does not just allow things to happen to them. They are the movers and the shakers that actually do things in the community. Look at verse 4. It says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility. I am not, by my own admission, I am not the most humblest person in the world. But I have met some folks who actually are. It's not a put on. It's not, you know, something to impress people. But there are some folks who are genuinely humble. They truly have that quiet and meek spirit. And God is able to use them because of that. God is able to bless them. I want you to know that your life is directed by God and that your life does have purpose. The Bible says, the rich, in verse 5, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that does keep his soul shall be far from them. So, a person who is froward, in other words, they're constantly trying to get their own way. They're constantly pushy and bossy and what have you. You know, constantly doing things before God tells them to do it. The Bible says, thorns, in other words, the way for them to be successful will be blocked. But he that does keep his soul shall be far from them. And so the Lord is saying to us that if we would just be faithful, some of the things that he would put on other people, he would not allow us to go through them. Doesn't mean that sometimes certain things like, you know, car accidents or an example, you know, there's some things that happen to us, you know, because every once in a while God just moves that little fence and he says, okay, well, go ahead, you can bother her for a little while, or you can bother him for a little while. And so it is, we know that sometimes we're allowed to go through those temptations and trials, but we know without a doubt that we are already victorious. We know without a doubt that God is turning things around. We know without a doubt that although God allows us to go through some things, he does it so that we could be strong. Verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, we have failed our children and our grandchildren in this generation by allowing them to take prayer out of the schools, by allowing them to dictate to parents that parents cannot chastise their children. You know, we have done that. But understand that God sees all and he knows all, and he expects you to be faithful to him. Let's look at your next verse. The Bible says, in verse 7, the rich, I'm still in Proverbs chapter 22, and I'm currently in verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Now, that is such a true statement that the rich, those who have the means and the wealth to do some big things, the Bible says the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. And so, we see that God outlines to us his purpose in our life, how he wants us to live. And one of the ways that he wants us to live, he wants us to live debt-free. He wants us to live debt-free. So in other words, he wants us to be able to purchase things. Yes, sometimes you have to do it on credit, but once you do, to pay it off quickly. In other words, don't be, you know, a slave to someone else. And you're using the goods, but in a sense, you're going to be owing them forever. So you need to take care of that. Take care of it and allow God to direct even your finances. Even your finances, allow God to direct you. Look at verse 8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. And and the rod of his anger shall fail. So, when your life is directed by God, when you understand that his purpose and his plan for your life is for you to be successful, then you will also understand that those who do the wrong thing, the Bible refers to this, so iniquity, those who do the wrong thing, they shall reap their reward. In other words, it might not be now, it might not be immediately, but soon and very soon, that person will reap what they sow. Look at verse 9. He that had a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. So we know that those who truly love the Lord, those who truly do according to how God has called us, that God will and he can work things out. Look at verse 10. It says, cast out the scorner, and the contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Time and time again, I tell folks that they've got to just change that whole environment. Because you see, when you don't change that entire environment, then you will continue to have trouble. Verse 10 says, cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. So a scorner is one that doesn't believe that God is able, and who in that afternoon service will turn around and say all manner of things that are not pleasing to God. But God wants you to know that he truly cares about you. He truly cares about your family. And he does not want you to be a scorner. He does not want you to be a person that causes contention. He wants you to be a person that understands that he has and will make a way for you. Look at verse 11. It says that he that loveth pureness of heart for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man, that means lazy, say it, there is a lion without, and I shall be slain in the street. So what that verse is quite interesting, because what it's saying is that a person who is lazy doesn't fully understand their purpose, because it says a slothful man, that's a lazy person, will say that will give all types of excuses why they cannot go and work. And of course, this particular person would use a lion and say that they had to kill a lion, and that's what took them so long to come to church. So people make up all types of excuses. Of course, that was a big whammy right there. But people make up all kinds of excuses about why they cannot come to worship. We will keep them in prayer. We will keep them in prayer for all of those excuses that they are making over and over and over again, excuses about why they cannot surrender their life fully to God. I want you to know, dear friend, that your life has purpose. God wants you to fully surrender your life to him and to understand that he can and will direct your steps. At this time, turn your Bible with me again to Psalms 27. Psalms 27, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I want to remind you, dear friend, that God is your strength. I want to remind you that he is your peace. I want to remind you that he loves you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for you. It might seem difficult at times. It might seem challenging. But I want you to know that God wants you to hold on just a little while longer. I want you to look up, for your redemption drawing nigh. I want you to be able to look around you and realize that you belong there. You don't belong outside of the church, but you belong in the church because God loves you very, very much, and he ordained it so that you should be under the hearing of my voice right now. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear friend. Our studies have been short lately, but I want you to know that you are loved. And the reason why I go on the radio is to let you know that you are loved. It's to let you know how much Jesus cares about you. It's to let you know that once you've been encouraged, stay encouraged. Don't allow yourself to slip and go back to where you came from, but stay encouraged. God bless you. Let God keep both you and your family in the palm of his hands. Our scripture is Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And our closing thoughts is persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There is no such thing as can't, and what you believe, you can achieve. What you believe, you can achieve. God bless you, dear friend. I want you to hear a couple of songs that I have not played before. And this one is by Dijon.
The splendor of a king clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. You wrap yourself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at its voice, trembles at its voice. How great
Amen. Our God is truly great. Our God is truly great. And we recognize that we cannot make it without him. Without him. And so, dear friend, I want you to remember how much he loves you. Remember that your life has purpose. Remember that God has a plan for your life. And let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify you. Lord, we thank you for this, another opportunity that we were able to briefly look at the Word of God. I pray for your sons and your daughters. Lord God, those that are sick, we know that you're able to heal them. Lord, those that are discouraged, we know that you're able to pick them up. And Lord Jesus, once again, we thank you for the Word of God. We pray that you open up our understanding, O God. Help us to seek your face, to seek you daily. And Father, we say thanks to you. Bless your people around the world, O God. Lord, you know those who are listening and what time of day that they're able to listen. Bless your people, O God. Bless them right now. Heal those that are sick. And Father, we say thanks to you in Jesus' name. God bless you, dear friend, as I sign off for the night. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, praying that you and your family will be blessed, for this is your season to be blessed. Second Chance Ministries.
Ah! Next summer we're blessed in Liverpool. Me and Franny got some blessings are running back. Me and David, imagine cause I'm half a cup of a roll of a bunch to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming.